FIFA Women's World Cup semi-finals are here with me, Big CJ, on the volley. So today is the semi-final of FIFA Women's World Cup in France, and we have England versus United States, which, by the way, I predicted, just so you know. I got the other side completely wrong. Both teams that I was hoping to go through, Italy and Germany, both got sorted out. So that throws up a bit of a curveball. But personally, you know, no game's easy. But, you know, you want to talk about games. This England versus United States should be a final game. It should be a final game. That's my opinion. This is the level of football quality, competition that you want in a final, and we're going to see it tonight. I think it's going to be a deadlock game. You're not going to see the level of openness that we've seen in previous games. This will be very tactical, and I think the goals will be very clinical, coming out of nothing into something, rehearsed set pieces. I think it's going to be counter-attack, that type of game that we're going to see tonight. And just before we get going, I'm going to say it's 2-1. It's going to be 2-1, but let me give you some more details on that. Let's listen to some of the replay back from the England side during this campaign.
Four Argentina players on the wrong side of the ball, five Argentina players on the wrong side of the ball. If England break here quickly, they could do decisively. Kirby meets outside, and now this is promising for England. Meets it across the far post, Taylor! There's the breakthrough!
It's an early opportunity from the set piece here. Rapinoe goes low. Oh, it's in! Another early goal is Lindsay Horan, who breaks the deadlock. It's the fastest goal of this Women's World Cup by some distance. And the USA continue to fire.
So let's go through the main body of what we are talking about here. England versus United States. I've got to say, I'm very interested and very excited about this game. Like I said before, this should be the final, but that's not how things work out. And this is the tougher route to the final as well. Personally, whoever wins this bout, this fixture, will win it all. Winner takes all. Whoever wins, don't be surprised if we go to penalties. I did say 2-1. But don't be surprised that it goes to penalties tonight. So let's look at the people to watch out for. It's really important for you to remember that at the moment we have the best of three players all thriving for the Golden Boot with five goals each. And you know, so two are Americans and one is England. And I'm going to give a bit of context to that. But before we do that, let's just remind ourselves of what's happened so far. So in terms of the stats, Alex Morgan is top with five goals, and that's basically because of alphabetical orderings. Ellen White is second with five goals, and Megan Rapinoe is third place. Now, it's really important that you understand some context. And you're going to hate me for saying this, fans, listeners who are in United States supporting the USA, Alex and Megan have both scored the majority of their goals in the game versus Thailand. That's fair to say. You can't ignore the fact. So have they scored five goals legitimately? Yes, they have, of course, because it wouldn't be recorded otherwise. However, you've got to ask where they scored those five goals. And most of those goals have come from playing against Thailand, whereas Ellen White has had to cordially distribute her scoring over a number of games, which tells me that her strike per game would be higher based on power, based on rankings, than Alex Morgan and Megan Rapinoe. But the other thing is, we do know that Morgan and Rapinoe are consistent scorers and have been through the campaign for USA. So, whoever wins this bout, out of those three players, their team will enable them to win the Golden Boot, because the next player anywhere near isn't even in this series, and they're an Australian player, which is five goals. However, at the same time, someone who could possibly still be in a running is Sherida Spitzer from Netherlands. So there could be the golden boot. Anyway, let's look at what today presents. So England and USA have faced just once previously in the Women's World Cup, with the USA winning 3-0. And if I'm going to call it, England have to have a pitch-perfect game. Or America will have to have, USA will have to have a really poor game, which they don't do that often. However, they do lose. They're not invincible. So the last time they came together, they drew 2-2 in what was the She Believes Cup, which was earlier on in March. And the way it looks like is the USA have only lost once against England, won three times and drawn once, which means England has lost three times, drawn one, and lost three times. So 1-1, drawn one, lost three times, the reverse. England are in the semi-finals of the World Cup for the second successive edition since 2015. And I think it's a good time to look at the difference between the two teams. Now, the team that is leading FIFA Women's World Cup full stop with the most wins, as in most championships, is United States. They won it in 1991, beating Norway 2-1. They won it in 1999, beating China in penalties, and that was in the United States. And they won it in Canada in 2015, beating Japan 5-2, which is a convincing win over a very good Japanese team. Let's not forget, because this is what often goes missing, let's not forget that they also placed third place in 1995, in 2003, and in 2007. So out of the eight championships that this has been going for since 1991, they have rated third place or above. And let's not forget that in 2011, they were the runners-up. They've been champions three times, runners-up once, and third place three times, which is seven times out of the eight times that this championship has been alive. I mean, what a record. I mean, what a record. You cannot, they're like the, for those of you who understand American football, they're like the New England Patriots of the Women's World Cup. So with all that firepower and know-how in terms of winning, this is, you know, you can go to a final, you can go to a semi-final, but are you used to being there? You know, is the occasion bigger than you? You know, so this will be the real test for England, how much character and how much emphasis there will be on doing what they do, scoring goals, playing good link-up football, to then come away and beat a very good United States team that knows how to win. You know, so the odds are truly against them. I think I read somewhere that the percentage for who could win this game is 50% to United States, 24% to England. And that's based on a number of different, that's the probability at the moment, 26% in terms of a draw. So, you know, that doesn't stack up positively for England. However, this is a cup series. Anything can happen on a cup day. And, you know, England have it in their sails to do something across the, to the team across the pond, and become, come out of this as winners. Now let's look at some other important facts. England have only placed third placed in those since 1991. So, you know, but they've learnt to win lately. I mean, the last time these guys have met, you know, it hasn't been all USA, to say the truth. The United States, like I said, and England drew 2-2 in March this year, which is promising. And I think 2-1 is an acceptable score. United States won in 2018 in March in the She Believes Cup and beat England 1-0. And then the year before that, England beat United States 1-0 as well. So, you know, the past three meetings is pretty level pegging. And this is why I haven't ruled out England, although USA is clearly the stronger team and the most favoured team in this sense. What's been nice to see for the Lionesses is all the support from the nation, from different celebrities and young ladies and young girls, you know, supporting the Lionesses, you know, James Arthur, you know, the list goes on. It's just great to see, you know, co-England netball stars like Helen Housby recording messages of goodwill and promise to the guys. You know, Ellen White, you've just got to do your stuff backed by your team, and it could come out. This is going to be a really close game, really difficult to call at this point in time. So, here are the facts, here are the figures, but football is an unfair game. And the reason why I say that is, in these cup competitions, your favourite doesn't always come out on top. And actually, your underdog doesn't always go defeated. And equally, your favourite does come out on top and your underdog does go defeated. What I think this will come down to is formations. You know, I really believe that if England can just be patient, soak up the pressure and beat them on the counter-attack, they've got a real chance. Wait patiently for the set pieces, for the foul in key areas, and take their chances. If they can do that, they'll beat this USA team, whether you like it or not. But either way, we are set up for a fantastic game tonight. You've got to tune in, support this women's game with the whole movement at the moment. Quality football being shown, great advertisement, great messages coming out for younger girls coming up in the ranks who have a hopeful future. This is the final of, for me, in my opinion, of this World Cup. Tune in. It's been nice having you tune in. It's been nice having you listen. We hope you tune in again. We look forward to however this may go and covering the final. If you've got any comments, feedback, things you want to say, send me a note. Follow us on Instagram, On The Volley. We're on Facebook, On The Volley. And we are on Twitter, On The Volley 1. Give us a shout out. Ask us some questions. We like to interact and we'll see how it goes. Big CJ, over and out.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.